I believe Hall of Fame should be reserved for people that are super special. Like when I played
against
Special, no doubt, locks.
Slam dunk, one shot. If you don't get in, you're never asked again. You're not going in.
I would absolutely advocate for that.
Hall of Fame coach on the line. We love him.
Yeah, we've got him pegged. I think he'll have a convertible going real soon.
Tommy Bahama.
I think Tommy Bahama's shirts. I think the shorts will be out. I think he'll be living a lifestyle that maybe he's never lived before, but he's going to have to get used to it. He's the new head coach down in Florida. Here is Paul Maurice. What's the car choice, Paul? What's the plan now that you're down in South Florida?
I'm sticking with the pickup truck. You know, you can't change who you are. You know, you don't get all fancy because you're down in Miami. You gotta kind of stay where you are.
Okay.
But I might buy a Speedo for old, just for old.
If you don't buy like some kind of Lamborghini or a Ferrari or something just for like an off day to go for a little toot, then I just think you're not doing it properly.
You're not fully taking advantage of the weather. No, my wife's got a VW Bug. That's as crazy as we're going.
Did you guys have like a ceremony where you burnt every winter jacket you have?
you know what? So I love the snow, but you guys will appreciate it. Like, this was the toughest winter I've ever seen in my life in Winnipeg. Man, we just got absolutely pounded up there. And yeah, I'm going to be good with a year off of the snow for sure.
Yeah, we got hit pretty hard here, too. January and February were awful in Toronto. It was really, really bad weather. But, O called it. He said you'd stick with the truck. You're a truck guy through and through, and you'd stick with it. But we weren't sure when we'd see you behind the bench. I mean, your exit in Winnipeg was, I think, unique is probably the appropriate way of defining it, where you stepped down and team went in the direction they went in. And when you left Winnipeg, were you thinking I'll be behind the bench by the beginning of next season, or what was running through your mind?
I had no thought on it. I had no plan, no preconceived plan. It was a result of what was the best thing for this team, and maybe I would guess even more so what was the best thing for me. I needed to get off the bench. You know how unique it is to have a long run in Canada, unless you're winning a Stanley Cup or you're knocking on that door. So are you going hard years? And maybe before anybody else does, and sometimes maybe as a coach, I mean, you're always pushing to get better, but you know when the buttons you're pushing, you're just getting diminishing marginal returns. The team didn't quit on me. That wasn't it. And it wasn't like you have a bad week, but I would say starting from when we went into the bubble 2 years prior, I lost some of my love of it. I'm not sure maybe completely COVID-related, but, you know, you're playing in the Canadian division. Every road game is outside your time zone. There's no fans in your game. You've been doing it a long time. So the only thing you got left is your own performance, right? That's where you get the joy out of it. You're not getting the buzz from it. You're not getting those kind of feedbacks that keep you going. And I just didn't think I was getting the job done. And it was starting to affect me greatly. Like, it was bothering me to that point, to the point in the summertime, you know, we beat Edmonton and got beat by Montreal in the playoffs. Yeah, I had that discussion with our general manager and our owner. I thought, I don't know if I'm your guy. Then we added a couple of defensemen, so I kind of stokes the fire, but I got into it and knew. You know that the Winnipeg Jets are going to have it. They had to have a different voice. They needed it. And you love those people, and you love that city, and you want what's best for them. But at the same time, what was best for me, too, is I needed to get off a bench. I needed to get out of the mindset that I was in, and I did that. So I didn't do it with, you know, in a perfect world, I guess maybe if there was more time, other people would understand it better. You know, you took a bunch of time off. Recharged your batteries and went back at it. But I had a couple calls in the summer from teams gauging my interest in coaching. It wasn't there. And it was just, I just see this kind of fit. And then about 2 weeks ago, I guess now I'm driving down the road, coming back from the lake, and there's a phone number I don't know, and it's Bill Zito, and we've never met or spoken. And he said, I'm just gauging your interest in next year. And I said, I'm interested in the Florida Panthers. And the words are out of my mouth before I even had to kind of think, because it was the truth. That's for all the reasons, I guess. But, you know, one of them, my youngest just happened to get into law school down here in Miami 2 months earlier. So you started making plans for, you know, we'll spend some time down there. And then obviously I'm aware of the team. And I thought, for whatever reasons, maybe there's a fit. So when I came down to interview, didn't come down and sell myself. I just came down to talk. And then we're here, right? You get fired up about the idea. All these other pieces start to fall in place. The connections is Owen O'Brien McCabe's down here, that Tuomo Rutu down here. So there's people that they do know quite well. So the fit just happened and it felt right. And then the minute that happens, man, you're fired back up again. You're ready to go.
Well, what's most exciting about it when you take a look at that roster? I know we talked about the weather and the fit. When you take a look at that group, what just seems most exciting to get the juices going for your coaching?
Yeah, the stuff is where it started, right? Now we got a Hall of Famer. We didn't have one yesterday, but we got one now. You got Bill Zito, you've got Paul Kropelka, and the whole group, right? They're active men. They're in here working now. They're getting ready, and they're constantly looking. You start calling the players, and all I can tell you is that there seems to be this kind of beyond kind of enthusiasm. These guys are just really, really fired up to be Florida Panthers, and you can feel it when they talk about their team. So I would say what excites me the most is the enthusiasm of all people down here.
We're chatting with Paul Maurice, the new head coach down in Florida, and every division has got great teams, has got a tough road ahead. Clearly, you would know that being in the division you were just in with the Jets. But you roll over here, you got Tampa, who's been to three straight cups. That's your biggest rival right up the road in Florida. The Leafs have been knocking on the door. Boston's a perennial playoff team. How do you kind of break down where your team is at, even though you don't know them that well yet, and the idea that the road ahead is going to be a difficult one in this division?
Yeah, so we've got a bunch of almost headwinds here in the near future. Those two other teams, the Ottawa Senators, they put you that many good young players in a lineup, they're going to turn the corner, and it might be this year. Buffalo may be close to that. Good young players that are going to turn the corner. Right in the thick of the division, and you say you won the President's Trophy, and they did, and they earned every point. But you look at regulation wins, and I think they're about third or fourth then in that conference. So there's going to be a lot of work. There's good players here, and they play a good, fast game, so they're certainly exciting. The challenge will be all of the challenges that Tampa went through and met. You know, they were a good team for a while before they got to be Stanley Cup champions. And in that section of time, they also missed the playoffs. So we got to be mindful of being real hard right at the start, because those 122 points are gone at the start of the season. And sometimes your expectation of ease starts to creep in, and you think somehow this is going to be easier because you've arrived, but nobody arrives, right? They've arrived, but nobody else has. And get to that point.
Well, we wish you nothing but success down there, Paul. We're obviously tracking you closely. We love having you on, and we'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Okay, guys. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
There's Paul Maurice. That Winnipeg phone was always quality, man. It was always a clean line in Winnipeg.
The new hot tub in Florida. Yeah,
that's what exactly. I'm thinking, man. I don't know. Do they have, what, 3G down in South Florida or what? But anyway.
Everything's relaxed down there. I love it.
Oh, dude. They say that this Jonathan Huberdeau, like his life through, and obviously there's people that are just trying to present a life through Instagram, but it's like the backyard, the pool, the Lamborghini on the way to practice. It's just like butter weather every day. I remember he was doing a video or something like behind the scenes. You know those things that they do, much like the Leafs do. There's camera crews. And one guy just said to him, was like, might have been at the All-Star game. He's like, yeah, you live the best life, man. I see your pictures on Instagram, and you literally live the best life. 100 points, Lamborghini, pool in the backyard.
That's
a pretty good gig.
It is a good gig, but those guys are dying to win. You know what I mean? And now, you think Tampa's going away anytime soon? Like, that core's not going anywhere. Vasilevsky's 27 years old. The point's 25. Like, they've got, I mean, Mo said, you know, Ottawa's looking to turn the corner. Buffalo, you got the Leafs. Boston may take a step back. Who knows? But there's some great competition out east. And Florida, like, you can have a great life, but if you, in hockey, that team, to me, you didn't have success in the playoffs. Like, the Panthers, you know, they won a round, which is good. You got a little taste of it, but that team won the President's Trophy, and
I thought they were going to be just an absolute handful. Like, they got swept. Unbelievable.